joined by Kay's first team coach Mark Hams after this afternoon's 6-0 win against Crowborough. Mark, 1 point from the previous nine. It was a good time to play Crowborough, wasn't it? You must be satisfied with today's result.
Satisfied with the result, yeah. We've had a rough time, to be honest with you. We've had a blip, and there's a lot of nervousness going around the club from sort of top to bottom, and that's everybody. That's the management, players, board, fans. There's a lot of nervousness around the club. I didn't think today was going to be a banana skin, to be honest with you. You can say it was a potential one, but I didn't ever think it would be a problem today. But very pleased with the result without actually playing really well. I mean, I've just had a chat with Tommy Williams, and he said it was just like one of those. It seemed like a dream because you just couldn't make any sense of anything at any stage, and it was like that. But it's 3 points, 6 goals, clean sheet, and back on the road again.
We did get 2 early goals in the first half, and it seemed at times after that turned into a bit of a training match. The tempo dropped. What did you say to the players at half time to lift the tempo again and get another 4 goals second half?
More than tempo, our quality was awful, really, really bad. And I hate making excuses for players, but the combination of a bobbly hard pitch where the sun has dried it out and the sun in your eyes going both ways for both teams does prove to be testing. But sometimes you just can't excuse little mistakes here and there when you've got a 5-yard pass, and it infuriates you so much, and you just—I mean, no player ever means to do it, but it just that little lack of care does wind you up.
The three subs that you made early in the second half—the front two and Simon Huckle—does that tell us who the pivotal members of this squad are, reserving them for midweek,
or does it give us, or is it us giving the other boys a chance to say to go out and say, "Well, I'm going to come to training Thursday, or I'm going to ring you tomorrow and knock on the door because." We have had a rough patch, and we do need people to stand up and say, well, hang on a minute, I've been here week in, week out, I've done this, I've done that, and now put me on, give me a half hour and I'll show you what I can do. So as much as protecting players that are already on the pitch, it's an excellent opportunity for the other boys to have a crack.
And Craig Mullen in particular really took his opportunity, didn't he? I think he was getting fouled but managed to have the strength hold him off and bang in the 6th goal.
Big strong lad. I mean, there ain't many people can stick Adam Thompson out of action for 10 days or so. And I'm pleased for him, yeah, did well. First thing he did, he come on, he flicked. I'm his biggest critic, Craig. We have a lot of fun and games in training and a lot of laughs and jokes, but I'm also his biggest fan when he does well. And he'll make a player himself, we'll make a player him.
No Tommy Williams or Liam Collins today, both left out. Is that in reaction to Dowse's comments in the press this week?
After Monday's performance? Any paper you've read this week, everything was blown out of proportion. I've been quoted as saying that Craig Mullen has cost us 5 points because he injured Adam Thompson. What a ridiculous thing to say that is from the gentleman in the newspaper. I won't even explain what happened in the training session because it was just farcical. It was just a complete accident. But Tommy Williams, Liam Collins has got swelling on the ankle. Tommy Williams, we've asked a lot of Tommy Williams this season. He's needed a rest. And so I think it'll do him good to be back Tuesday.
Last time we sat here, I said to you that we were X amount of points clear and that the league was ours to lose. I'm not going anywhere near that again,
having spent
second this week. As being second this week for 4 or 5 days, has that given the squad the kick they need, you think, that they're not going to take it for granted anymore?
I've said to you all along, it's hard enough getting up to first place in the first place. and staying up there is even harder than that. And I understand Worthing have got beat today. I mean, I don't know whether that's the pressure of being top, or you can't take anything away from a Gary Abbott and his boys going to Sitting Bull and winning there. But it's hard. It's hard to be up there. And especially when we had that run of games at home. I don't know what it was, 9 out of 13 games at home. You've got to win your home games according to the laws of football, football folk. And I understand there's 2 or 3 teams that are in the same boat as us now. They've got sort of 8 out of 10 games at home. And that's tough. That is hard. We've half dealt with the pressure of being up top. Does it make it easier on us being second? Possibly. But if we want to win this league, we've just got to deal with everything that's thrown at us.
Whiteleaf away on Tuesday. It's not going to be an easy game, but you look at the fixture list and you think it's tough but winnable.
Yeah, well, I mean, winnable. We expect to win every game. We know we can't win every game in the season, but we expect to win every game. Never an easy place to go. Never has been, as long as I've known Whiteleaf Football Club. I go there expecting to win, but without taking liberties out of taking liberties off Whiteleaf. They'll give us a tough one. Go there expecting to win the game.
Today we started with Anthony Joseph and both Phil Williams, both very attack-minded players. Are you likely to stick with them again on Tuesday?
They got a chance. We'll have a sit down tonight. We'll have a sit down tomorrow. We'll have a sit down Monday, Tuesday, the management, and we'll discuss what's best for us, what's best for the team. They've done okay. I don't think anybody's done excellent today. It's ridiculous that we're sitting here having 1-6-0, and I don't think anybody's done well. I think some have done okay. Some should have done a lot better. But everybody's had a fair crack today, I think.